You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. The first round of talks surrounding the renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement concluded last Sunday. Representatives of Canada, the United States, and Mexico are discussing ways to modernize the pact that was first signed by President George H.W. Bush in 1992. Last fall, then-candidate Donald Trump made attacking the Free Trade Pact a centerpiece of his campaign, claiming it has destroyed the country's manufacturing base.
Okay. You go to New England, you go to Ohio, Pennsylvania, you go anywhere you want, Secretary Clinton, and you will see devastation where manufacturing is down 30, 40, sometimes 50%. NAFTA is the worst trade deal maybe ever signed anywhere, but certainly ever signed in this country.
While the impact of NAFTA on the U.S. manufacturing industry is a matter of considerable debate, one area that has benefited is agriculture. By removing tariffs to crops grown in the U.S., American farmers saw exports soar. The value of ag exports to Mexico and Canada has more than quadrupled from around $9 billion in 1993 to nearly $40 billion in 2015. So what do Valley farmers want to see in a revised NAFTA? We have Joel Nelson with California Citrus Mutual, who represents growers behind California's multi-billion dollar citrus industry, on the phone with us now. Joel, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So how significant are the Mexican and Canadian markets for California citrus growers presently?
Canada is extremely significant. We love the Canadians because they love all of our fruit, and that's our largest export market. So our words to the administration once this effort commenced was, please do no harm. We'd hate to lose the opportunity for that export market. The Mexican market is not a big market for us. They produce a multitude of citrus down there in their own right. The economy is not as strong as that exists in Canada. And our costs are so heavy that we have to generate some significant revenue on a per pound basis. So that's not a major market for us. As the Mexican industry has become a little bit more efficient, they've been able to export, from their perspective, a little bit of fruit into the United States, into California. So then you get into the question of what type of protocols, what type of approaches are they using to ensure our industry is not susceptible to pest or disease issues. So those are the two differences relative to Mexico and Canada from our perspective.
How have you seen your industry change with regards to trade in, you know, the past two decades plus to trade deals overall? Has the export market become more significant, even looking beyond just North America?
Most definitely. The NAFTA agreement was a major impetus for us to expand our business into Canada. But then that was followed by an opportunity for the Korean Free Trade Agreement. And that was a very positive agreement for this industry. And our business has increased dramatically going into Korea. Since then, the marketers have been working hard to expand sales opportunities in China. And that market has grown. There's a lot of opportunity there. The Japanese market has been relatively flat, but we thought we were going to see an opportunity for increased exports through TPP as a tariff was going to come down. And that country has the largest tariff against California citrus of any nation in the world. So we were hopeful of that agreement achieving some objectives, but unfortunately that's been put on the back burner.
Now, it's received a lot less attention in the media, but that Korean agreement that you just mentioned is also up for renegotiation now. And President Trump has also talked about efforts to crack down on trade, to have a more protectionist stance overall with other countries. How much of a concern is that for your industry?
There's problems here, potentially. And again, we get back to that popular phrase, please do no harm. We have to remember that with any trade agreement, there's a multitude of business sectors that can be impacted or affected one way or another. And you think back to NAFTA 25 years ago, you really didn't have the electronic means, the cyberspace that we have today, and the ability of hackers and the ability to communicate in different modes. You didn't have the large financial base that has interacted with varied countries, Mexico being one. So it needed to be modernized. It needed to be upgraded. As it relates again to California citrus, it's the phytosanitary issues. We're extremely vulnerable here in California because of our temperate climate to pest and disease issues flourishing. And we've witnessed problems with our colleagues in the avocado industry that once imports were allowed to a greater degree into the United States, their farming practices changed. They had more invasive pests. Now, can we pinpoint an exact country and an exact pest that goes along with this? No, but it's not a coincidence that their farming costs have exploded because of invasive pests. We're sensitive to that. We don't want to see these costs go up. We don't want to see the potential damage occurring. So we're going to monitor that part of the conversation very closely.
So it's safe to say those are the types of changes that you would like to see when the president talks about modernizing a deal, at least for your industry?
That's most correct. We have asked that the language that was in the TPP specific to pest and disease issues just be cut out and moved over to NAFTA, quite frankly, because that was acceptable to, well, frankly, all of agriculture, to my knowledge, at least in the fruit and vegetable industry, it was acceptable. So we would hope that that language would be incorporated into the new NAFTA agreement.
Wouldn't it be feasible or advisable if there were some issue with pest and disease? Isn't that something that could be handled outside of a treaty, or are you really hamstrung by the agreements that are already in place?
You always need a treaty, whether it's conducted through a bilateral with Japan or Korea. Let's use Korea as an example. Annually, there's a review between the two countries as to how well each commodity sector is satisfying the words on paper specific to a protocol for export or imports. So the Department of Agriculture will be sitting down with their Korean counterparts this fall. Fortunately, the citrus issue is not a major area of concern, but there's still some challenges that they'd like to see us overcome, and so we'll be addressing those. Concurrently, there are countries such as South Africa that wish to have an expanded role in sending exports into the United States, of which our industry opposes because there's a significant threat of citrus black spot and some other diseases that can adversely affect our cultural practices and the quality of our product. So every year there's something that has to be renegotiated, has to be updated, upgraded, if you will. And when it comes to the NAFTA agreement, when we first negotiated that, the exports from Mexico were not considered a major area of concern because they just didn't produce the quality. Well, those farmers are doing a better job. If they want access to this market, they're going to have to make sure that they have the pest and disease issues under control and are adhering to a protocol.
If there were a crackdown on exports, on trade, a more protectionist stance, how much could the citrus industry stand to lose here in this area? How big of a part does the export market play in your industry?
Recall the port strike of, 2 years ago now. When the ports were shut down here on the West Coast, we lost almost $700 million worth of business. That's how much business we were doing just to the Asian theater. Now, if you're moving over to Australia, if you're moving up into Canada, there's a lot more product potentially to be lost. As a $3.5 to $4 billion industry, you can assume that roughly 25% of that revenue is generated from the export market. So it's a significant concern. The ability to export is important to this industry, and while we strive to satisfy the domestic market, we've also have enough production that those customers overseas are still clamoring for California navel oranges, California lemons, California mandarins. So we are the nation's number one fresh citrus producing state, and there's demand for our product.
Now, when it comes to trade, your group has also been in the news recently regarding another decision made by the Trump administration. They recently approved a plan to open the U.S. market to lemons from Argentina. You were very critical of that move. If free trade is good, why is that deal bad?
The free trade is good, and that one was bad because of the process in which a trade agreement was reached allowing the Argentines access. And by that, I mean they have pest and disease issues. They have a history of having interceptions, particularly in the EU. They have a history of not being transparent. And the rule cited a specific trip that occurred in May of 2015 in which technical experts went to Argentina to explore what the pest and disease pressures were. We never saw that trip report. There's supposed to be total transparency on that. We were never told where they visited and what they saw. There's supposed to be complete transparency on that part. Then they went down for a confirmation trip in September of 2016, and they went down there when there was total dormancy. They couldn't see any farming practices. They couldn't see any packing house practices. They couldn't see what pressures farmers and shippers were undergoing down there as they were moving fruit. So we have a rule that was based upon a trip that which we know nothing about, no studies, no report was made, and confirmed by a visit that occurred when nothing was going on. For us, that doesn't necessarily quantify into a legitimate protocol for exporting lemons into the United States. And that's why we have been fighting this so dramatically. The effort started in roughly 2001, maybe a year before, and we were expressing some serious reservations at that time for the same reason, and we were right. There was a multitude of factors that came about as a result of our efforts to challenge the administration at that time. Last year, there was multitude of interceptions of citrus black spot on fruit into the EU. That's something that doesn't exist in California. It does exist in Florida, and they have to treat significantly for it. That's a blemish on the exterior part of the fruit. We don't need any more problems. That's probably one of two trade agreements that we have opposed dramatically. It's because of pest and disease issues. We were supportive of an effort by the Australians to have access. We were supportive of an effort when the Uruguayans wanted access. We were supportive of an effort when Peru and Chile wanted more access. So the list goes on, and there was a certain part of South Africa that wanted access, and we said, sure, come on in. We don't like competition, but we'll take it on. But when another section of South Africa came in and they had multiple pests and diseases, no, we're not ready to accept that challenge.
How satisfied are you that agriculture has a seat at the table with these negotiations and just all the talk about trade in the Trump administration? Are you satisfied with your seat at the table?
Yes. They have been very transparent to those of us that have a track record, a credible track record on trade. They have been very open to conference calls. They've been very open to meetings when I travel to the United States. Doesn't necessarily we're always in agreement, but there is a professionalism that exists in trying to work out areas of concern that we have or challenges that may be coming from a specific country. So there has not been the leadership at USDA, until just recently. It was a bit late in getting the new team in place. But the mid-level team that exists at USDA and USTR are very familiar with California Citrus Mutual, very familiar with the California citrus issues, and have been very open in their efforts to try to satisfy our concerns. So, yeah, I'm happy. I'm pleased. We just got to work our way through the process.
Joel Nelson of Exeter-based California Citrus Mutual commenting on the renegotiations that are now underway between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada on the North American Free Trade Agreement. Joel, thank you so much.
Joe, thank you for the opportunity.